Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Walking into a sporting event or a concert, security will always tell you, no glass containers and no ice chests. Well, now we must add drones to the list of items being banned from the Super Bowl in Southern California.
The FAA is declaring the airspace around SoFi Stadium in Southern California a no-drone zone ahead of the Super Bowl. The temporary flight restriction lasts from 2:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on February 13th, covering airspace within roughly 35 miles of the stadium and up to an altitude of 18,000 feet. Within a mile of the stadium and up to 3,000 feet, the regulation goes into effect at 10 a.m. Those who defy the rule could face a fine of up to $30,000 and criminal charges, potentially even having the drone confiscated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
U.S. intelligence is reporting they have found evidence Russia was plotting a false flag attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Representative Brian Mass, the Republican from Florida on Newsmax last night, says Russia is inventing ways to justify a potential attack on Ukraine.
One part of what you're seeing in a rapidly escalating show of force by Russia, them coming up with ways to justify a potential attack on the Ukraine, a potential invasion of the Ukraine, to include going out there and moving false stories, whether to trick the Ukrainian people or trick the Russian people or the globe or anybody else. That's all part of their strategy in the preparation for war. Number one, just look at the space of this. You have communist regimes that fundamentally want to stand against democracies. We are the leader in democracy. China is the leader in communism right now. If they can find a partner in communism, then it makes sense for them to try to stand against the leaders of democracy. And in that, the number one organization that's meant to stand against the former strongest communist party, which was Russia and the Soviet Union, Putin is able to do this for China right now. Test the salt of NATO, which is meant to stand against Russia, by doing nothing more at this moment than moving his own military around his own country. And you're getting to see NATO partners, shake at the knees.
The Winter Olympics are underway in China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for those that are joining us on a replay over the weekend, welcome. Good to have you with us. Just so you know, as I said, we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us. We got Liz Peek coming up in just a moment, the Fox News contributor. Lots to talk about business here. Looking forward to our conversation with her. Let you know, Punxsutawney Phil, you know, he saw a shadow, said six more weeks, right, of winter. Maybe six more weeks left of COVID, too, unless maybe some angry Canadian trucker runs him over and maybe it ends sooner. We can only hope that that could possibly happen. But you know how that goes. They're going to do everything they can to drag this thing out. That seems to be be the case more than anything else, is the misinformation that's out there and that's thrust upon us, whether it's COVID or anything else for that matter. I mean, it's just unbelievable the things that they're putting us through. But, you know, hey, it's without any kind of consideration, you know, when you think about it. I mean, you know, with that they would do this to us. And I say consideration, you know, what they're doing, you know, with all this false news and misinformation that's going on. And we continue to be kept in the dark. And as the old saying goes, treated like mushrooms and, you know, fed manure. And that is incredibly, incredibly unfortunate and frustrating, to say the least. You know, I was just, rereading certain aspects of Miranda Devine's book on, the laptop from hell with Hunter Biden. And curious to get Liz's read on this, too, in just a moment when we get her on the air here. And I think we have a phone number problem, but that's okay. We'll connect with her shortly here. And the thing was, as I was reading today, was that he had he bought a gun. Hunter Biden bought a gun. And one of the questions you ask when you buy a gun is that are you addicted in any manner? Do you have any other issues that you're dealing with? And and he said no. Okay, well, that's a that's a crime. You know, it's a worthy of a felony, right? And yesterday it was quite interesting. You know, we have the president talking about our Second Amendment. Of course, this isn't about the Second Amendment. Of course, it is all about the Second Amendment. See, you can always tell what they're telling us, when you just listen. And when you listen to what they say, when they say that that's not what they're doing, of course, it's just the opposite Of course, that's what it is. So here it is. He's talking about these ghost guns and the illegal purchase of guns and things like that. And his own son illegally buys a gun that his daughter-in-law, who was formerly married to Sun Bo, and we all know the story there, but a lot of people are shocked to realize, and of course this has been out there in the public discourse and in public writings, that Hunter had an affair with Bo's wife. Okay, so he's having an affair with her. She finds the gun in his car, and she throws it in the dumpster of a grocery store. Just throws it out. And so, you know, which is so irresponsible, which, oh, by the way, that particular grocery store happens to be down the street from a school. This is such a mess. It's unbelievable. And then you find out that, as if Hunter Biden, which Miranda talked about if you listened to the interview yesterday, that he was sexually addicted. And worse than anything else, I mean, it's bad enough that you're having an affair with your dead brother's wife, and as if that's not enough, hey, let's get her sister involved too. I got to tell you, if the polling was right, that 15-17% of the people who voted for Joe Biden said, had they known about Hunter Biden and his laptop, that they would not have voted for Joe Biden in 2020. Well, let me tell you, in light of that 15-17%, and with the reveal of this book from Miranda Devine, I got to tell you, Joe Biden has got to be a lame duck president. There's no way that on many issues, but there's no way just in light of his family problems. And I got to tell you, I feel for the Biden family. You know, Joe Biden has had a son that is in dire need. He's in a lot of pain and needs a lot of help. He's been in and out of, you know, addictive recovery programs, and there's a story there, and I can feel the heart of a father who's desperately trying to get his son to go to therapy and just holding on to him to try to bring him to his senses. But, of course, that doesn't work. And you can't help but feel for Joe Biden as a father, you know, aching for his son. His son, that he says, is the smartest man on the planet, the smartest man he's ever met. And when you read all these stories, you go, wow, for all this alleged potential intelligence in that, what a waste. And we're not even getting into all the nefarious things and, you know, that have been greatly reported about Hunter Biden, because they go on and on. But, you know, I look at it this way, you know, try not to be hard here, is that this is a fellow humanoid, you know, going through life, and nobody's perfect. Nobody goes through the journey of life and says, "Well, I did everything perfect." We've all made mistakes. Nobody's picking up stones here. But I got to tell you, I'm surprised, and I would hope that if I was in the situation to where, you know, it came to wanting to be president of the United States or saving my son, I know it's a tough decision for Joe Biden and the Biden family, but I don't know. You know, you have to decide for yourself, and, you know, we're not in Joe Biden's zapatos, as they say. But the pain that he must be dealing with and that this family must be dealing with over their son, regardless of all the rank, obvious corruption that has taken place there. I don't know. It's a bit much, to say the least. And like I said, you can't help but feel, part of me feels sorry for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and everybody. I mean, Hallie and Hallie's sister. I mean, what an absolute devastating crash of humanity and life all within this Biden family. And Joe Biden at one time, I mean, his desire and vision was to be like the Kennedys. That's what he wanted. He wanted a political dynasty like the Kennedys, and thought that Bo was going to be the one that was going to be developed and be able to run for president. Of course, we know the story, and that didn't happen. But leave that as it may. But great book, by the way, Miranda Devine. Quite shocking, quite revealing. Stay with us. We've got more
coming. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We are blessed to celebrate over 7 decades of global radio outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast in multiple languages. God certainly had a plan for Reverend Byers' vision all those years ago. But there are so many people who still haven't heard the good news, and our Diamond Vision describes our plan to embrace that need. The fourth key facet of this initiative is Verify, which outlines our goal to measure the effectiveness of our outreach activities, to both manage them well and to demonstrate the efficient stewardship of resources. We're honored that Christians choose to share their faith through the Tide Ministry and want to be the best stewards of what the Lord has given us through their support. To learn how the Tide Ministry measures impact and maintains accountability for the resources provided by those who generously help us tell people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh fresh off the TV with Maria Bartiromo. We're able to bring her out of the green room and on the air here with us. Liz Peek, always an honor to have you with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Lots to catch up on really quick here. I mentioned to the folks about, the laptop from hell and Miranda Devine. I think that if Joe Biden wasn't already a lame duck president, this book will make him such, because there is no way. I mean, even back then, Liz, after the election, they asked people, they said, well, if you knew about the laptop, would you have voted for Joe Biden? And I think 17-18% said no. Well, now that number is increasing. And I say Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop, and the rank corruption that is there in Hunter's documentation on the laptop, it is the laptop from hell. I'll tell you, if it was Donald Trump, they'd already handcuffed him and had him out the door.
Without a doubt. It's, just another example of how people are treated differently in this country depending on which side of the aisle they fall on. And I think that offends everybody, or at least it
does.
Should. Here's the thing. I mean, there are profound issues of corruption here. And in terms of Hunter Biden having broken laws and so forth, he's under investigation. The most promising thing right now is I noticed that the New York Times is looking for some records having to do, I think, with his tax fraud issues, and they have filed freedom of information requests. So if even the left-wing media who covered for Hunter Biden, who refused to cover the laptop story, even after it was completely clear that it was valid, that the emails were real, even the Biden camp refused to suggest otherwise and basically could never say it was a fake, the liberal media covered for them, and they got him
exactly.
In the Oval Office. Now I think you're seeing some cracks in that, and I think any reasonable newsman, any journalist who pretends to actually follow a story, this has got to be pretty appealing, right? Because where are we about to be engulfed in a regional conflict in Ukraine?
Yes.
Well, who
yes.
was involved with a corrupt company in Ukraine? Hunter Biden. I mean, the fact that he was on Burisma's payroll and they were investigating Burisma for corruption in a corrupt country, you can't get your head around that. I mean, it's outrageous.
Right.
And China
and then and then you have Joe and then you have Joe Biden there. Excuse me, real quick. Joe Biden saying withholding money, and he's on he's on film saying, "Look at I told them you better get rid of that prosecutor that's looking into my son's situation with Burisma. If you don't, you're gonna you're not getting the money." Well, doggone
exactly.
it! If they didn't fire the guy, and then you find out from this laptop that the big guy, Joe Biden himself, he's getting his beak wet. He's getting 10%. Well, speaking of income tax, that was my question to Miranda, but I think she misunderstood. She thought I was talking about income tax because we know Hunter Biden was a mess in terms of his bookkeeping. I mean, his people were just besides themselves trying to keep up with all the money and the way he was spending it on, gals and sex, drugs, rock and roll and everything else. But I was asking about the money that Joe Biden got.
Yeah.
Where's the IRS looking into that?
No,
because we're talking mega millions here, Liz.
Yes, again, no one has ever refuted it. Joe Biden occasionally makes a little wispy comment about, "Oh, that's all been discredited." No, it has not. So I think it's just very dispiriting that the President of the United States is in the Oval Office in part because no one paid attention to what was very credible reporting about not just his son's corruption but his involvement in that. I believe Tony Bobulinski, or whatever his name is. I think that's
yes, that's right. Tony Bobulinski, exactly
former
right.
The former partner of Hunter, when he came out and said, I met with Joe Biden, and I met with these people, and we talked about this. I don't think the guy was making it up. He risked everything to come forward and be honest about it. So, where do we go from here? I have no idea. My guess is that when Joe Biden leaves office, under whatever circumstances that is, that some pretend pursuit of Hunter will take place. I doubt very much that anything will happen before that. More important things are happening for the country than this, but it is very disillusioning, to put it mildly, to think that this could happen in the United States. It really is the stuff of a banana republic.
Well, it really is. And maybe it'll be enough
still,
to where the people say, "Hey, I don't want to put up with this anymore," and do something about it.
And to think that they complained about Ivanka Trump selling T-shirts in China. That was supposed to be a big, you know, corrupt undertaking. No, it was just selling T-shirts. You know, it was a business. Yeah. I mean, anyway, the left is hypocritical beyond measure and not fair. Sometimes, you know, just plain old fairness comes into play. I think we've seen that over and over again, and I don't know what'll ever change it, honestly.
Well, I got to tell you, Liz, last night I was honored to meet two women that are refugees from Venezuela, and they are sounding the alarm, and they're saying the nightmare is coming back, and it's hitting them in the face one more time. The very thing that happened in Venezuela and how the Cubans came in and what happened to the fall of this beautiful country. I mean, they were showing me pictures of Venezuela before, before the communists came in and before, Castro and took over and Chavez. And it was just a gorgeous country. And as you know, very wealthy with oil, rich. Yes, exactly. And these two women are heartbroken here. They come to the United States and they say, we've seen this book before. And exactly what happened in Venezuela is what's happening here. And the people need to be aware. And, you know, whether it's open borders, the things they're doing about gun confiscation and everything like that. So that's why the people can't fight back, because they took all their guns away.
Yeah, I mean, it's tragic what happened in Venezuela. The sad thing is the left in our country is so ignorant, and I will put up AOC as a very good example of this. She could not possibly tell you what the impact is of various economic measures that were taken in Venezuela, why the country is poor as dirt today, why there is no profound availability of health care and things like that in a country that once was one of the richest in the world. If you asked her to actually delineate the causes of that downfall, she would have no clue, and she would also not be able to say that why the very same policy should be enacted here. That's the problem. People like Bernie Sanders, AOC, and others don't understand, even though there is adequate examples. There's lots of laboratory countries out there that have adopted socialist measures and had to roll them back because they didn't work. And Sweden is really a very good example. Bernie Sanders always touts Sweden as, oh, here's a democratic socialist country, did so well. It did so well, now it's doing okay, because after they hiked up income taxes to the point where people decided they didn't need to work anymore. In fact, the author of Pippi Longstocking books, one of the most popular and famous people in Sweden, came out and said, look, I'm working hard. More than half my income is going to the government. I quit. And all of a sudden, the legislature and the voters said, hey, wait a minute, that's not good. This is what we're doing to our country. That's what we're doing in the United States of America. And you think there are enough people on the sidelines right now not working that someone might begin to say, I don't think the numbers work. Guess what? They don't. Look at California. Look at New York. These are states and cities in those states that are driving wealthy and successful people away, and their finances right now are being bucked up by the taxpayer dollars through all these big relief bills. It's not going to last, and we've got trouble ahead.
Well, it's the death of the middle class. It started with Obama, continues now with these policies of Biden. And this is what we see going on. We got about a minute left. Job numbers came out. They blew their low expectations, which is a sin, Liz. I came from the school that you had to manage expectations. I mean, you can't be missing it this bad. I mean, this really speaks of the mismanagement of this administration, doesn't it?
Well, look, it's great news that a lot of people got jobs in January. I don't know how that happened, because all the data suggested otherwise. I was thinking we might lose jobs like the ADP numbers suggested we would. But the number one problem we have economically in the country right now is a shortage of labor. The fact that the worker participation rate went up a little bit, that's very good news. And I think it's because some of these very generous benefits have been rolled back. People need to go back to work. Schools are open. There's no excuse now. Maybe we're beginning to heal in a more profound way.
And maybe faster than Punxsutawney Phil's shadow seeking. Maybe that as well. Huh? Less than 6 weeks. I'm for that. Liz Peek, thank you.
Full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil for this.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Already having some of the toughest gun laws in America, President Biden plans to attack the violence in many large cities by increasing gun laws.
Hey, the gun violence is a sea fed by many rivers. Well, I put forward a plan to dam up some of those streams.
The president and his attorney general met with New York State and city leaders Thursday to discuss the issue of record-breaking street violence. A large winter storm that has forced schools to close, knocked out power, and massively disrupted road and air travel will continue to hit the central, eastern, and southern United States over the next few days. A Republican National Committee panel moved a resolution forward on Thursday to censure Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois for their roles with the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The 168 members will vote on it today in Salt Lake City. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, be joining us. Sorry for the short amount of time, but we were able to get a lot of information out to you very quickly. Just a great resource. Our next guest, Dr. Wilfred Riley, always an honor to have him with us. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good. Always good to be back on the show, Bill.
Hey, so what do you make of Joe Biden's announcement that, and I was curious because I've been wanting to ask you this question, when he came out and said, okay, I get to nominate the next justice, and it's going to be a woman, it's going to be black. I don't see how this, how this advances racial equity. What am I missing here?
Well, I mean, first of all, Bill, we've both been bosses. I mean, I think the obvious thing to do here, if you wanted to make this kind of mildly racist move, would just be to pick a black woman and say she was the most qualified person. I don't understand why he did. What Biden did was literally give a press conference where he said, we are going to keep my promise that this person will be a black Democratic woman. And then there were responses from people like Ayanna Pressley, sort of the Ringo Starr of the squad, demanding that the person also be someone with a history of, for example, disability activism. And Biden's people were in the comments saying, on social media and so on, saying, well, we should be able to do that. So you're talking about this extremely narrow category of, you know, African-American, female, published, liberal jurists by this point. Mm-hmm. And I think it would have been pretty easy to pick someone who met those qualifications on the modern Democratic bench from the D.C. circuit or something like that without just saying it. So I don't really know what Biden gained from this.
Well, and think of the person who gets the position. I mean, it's almost like, well, you got the position because of executive affirmative action, not because you're the most qualified. And the implication is sad, I think, for the individual who gets that position, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that how they react to it would really depend on the person. There are some people who've gotten so used to the idea of entrenched affirmative action. Obviously, there's also a great Latino and Black and Asian private business sector that would be considered bizarre. But there are a lot of people that are so used to the idea of affirmative action, diversity forward programs everywhere in prep schools, colleges, grad schools that might even seem like a big deal. That's, well, yes, of course, you got to be. And then you, well, the president promised to appoint a Black female judge to focus on disability. How many of those are there? Yeah, that's going to crimp your accomplishment more than a little bit. You can imagine it wouldn't. So it's not good for the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because if you sit there and you want some sort of equity, well, you know, I mean, it makes me feel uncomfortable to even talk about it, because we're trying to move this country to where there's true equity, not manufactured. When we manufacture equity, it always comes out wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think this is the difference between equity and equality. I've been in a bunch of settings, from varsity athletic teams to, you know, financial sales and trading floors, where you wind up with a group that really does look like America. Mm. And the reason for that is that the tryout for something like a track team is such that when you line up the Black guys, the white guys, and Spanish, Hispanic guys, and Asian guys, you're going to have, we all make jokes about each other, but you're going to have a pretty typical representation of talent across that board. So the goal, even when you're getting into something like the biological sciences, is, okay, if you get that, that's good. We'd love to see more, you know, Puerto Rican neuroscientists or whatever. That's equality. And you definitely want to help inner city schools and poor white schools, and you want to get there. Equity is something a little different. Equity is the idea that if it turns out that your pool of physical scientists, in fact, is 50% Asian, is 50% white, and it's all upper class, what you're going to do is just take, for example, Puerto Rican kids that are 20 or 25% behind the curve at the schools we're talking about, and put them in there and say they're going to be scientists. And that's kind of what Biden's doing here. And, you know, you can argue the Republicans have done this with hard conservative justices in the past. But Biden, you take this to the next level. He's just saying, I'll be not the Black woman who's doing reasonably well on the bench is going to be a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
So obviously, at some level, the principle of picking the best person while hoping for equality makes more sense than the principle of picking the best, you know, conservative Jewish female from the South or something like that, because the pool of people is just bigger than the pool of conservative Jewish females from the South.
Well, and add to it right now the political philosophy that is driving the Democratic Party right now and seems to be driving the attention of this president. What candidate are we looking at? Are we looking at somebody that is a fair representation, even of what you might call the left or moderate left? Or is this going to be somebody that's going to be on the extreme? And that potential is there, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're moving to, and now this is something, again, the left is worse on this, but this is a phenomenon that we've seen in recent years in politics in the West, where, because of social media and so on, people are moving more toward the margins. There are fewer people voting in primaries. They're more extreme. This is something that political scientists actually study, and that's how you get candidates ranging from Bernie Sanders to Donald Trump really killing it in the primary election season, as opposed to these dull Cincinnatuses we used to get, like Eisenhower and Coolidge. But, yeah, I mean, when you play Biden himself, I mean, Biden's the guy who wrote the 1994 crime bill. To the extent he's aware, not to make too many jokes, I don't think Biden really supports anything that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, for example. But know, you dance with them that brung you. Biden has consistently, he's consistently catered to the left of the party. So I think this will be kind of an easy one for him to slide in there. I mean, certainly AOC, a popular congressman, could get with Biden. If the suggestion is, well, you're already picking a black Democratic woman to describe herself as an advocate, you know, why not my girl, judge whoever.
Yes.
I think Biden would be very receptive to that, frankly, and that you might get someone toward the margins on the court in that fashion.
Well, and the challenge for the Republicans is going to be because of what they went through previously, you know, with Kavanaugh especially, how much fight do they have left in them? How much fight does the American people have in them? I mean, it's almost like, you know, well, I got to tell you, this whole idea of packing the court, what disdains me more about packing the court is that that would give us that many more Senate hearings of these senators who don't know what they're talking about, asking questions about legal issues that they don't know what they're talking about. It's something that the staff who knew a little bit gave them to ask, and all this showmanship that goes on. I don't know if I could suffer through a packed court and having to put up with these kind of hearings from the Senate. That's just me speaking out loud.
Well, Bill, I think you actually hit on one of the main reasons that packing the court's probably not going to happen. I mean, you're talking about a 50-50 Democratic-Republican Senate where the Republicans have the better speakers and filibuster men. I mean, in practice, that would be a nightmare. I mean, the Democrats would need to nominate, what, 6 reasonably popular justices now and get them into place before the 2022 or at most the 2024 election. I mean, the chance of that actually happening was always low. I mean, Biden, I do think Biden would hold the line on that as, you know, an old man of the Senate. And the chance of that happening now is zero. But, right. I mean, even this hearing is going to be, you know, the usual. One thing. When I mentioned the sales or trading floor environment, one thing when people think of elite salesmen, when they think of stockbrokers or something like that, the guy calling you on the phone to sell you something expensive, people tend to think these guys have degrees in economics or accounting or something like that.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Aggressive guys that happen to have gotten that job. And right. this is true with a lot of experts. Congress people are just local lawyers that are attractive and that ran for office. So when you imagine that they understand the issues around modern feminism or Native American reservation law or something like that, they usually don't. So the legal hearings are just the most painful example of a genre that we also see with, for example, the Internet regulatory hearings. If you recall, the Internet is a series of tubes, the Honorable Gentleman from Alaska. this is a problem when it comes to regulation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one thing that I want to demand is that each senator that's asking a question can say that they have read the Constitution.
If you're 30-year mortgage in half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate of 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Wilford Riley continues with us, political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of the book Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I think, what are we up to now? 20 facts, things? I mean, this has been this last year. There's been so much that we can't talk about, especially in light of the cancel culture. And it's interesting now, Will, that you've got the, you know, and we knew this. I mean, I talked about this years ago, is that what goes up always comes down. And so now you have the cancel culture. You're canceling themselves. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, so, well, the theme of the book Taboo is sort of narrative collapses, how people, the Black Lives Matter movement is a big feature of the book, but will make these popular claims that fit in with stories that we're supposed to believe about widespread racism in society, for example. And as a social scientist, pretty good with the numbers, I took a break from kind of research papers and actually looked at how true most of these claims were. And it turned out they were all, frankly, BS. Like the Black Lives Matter claim that we all originally heard, although they're trying to obfuscate that as much as possible now, is that thousands of basically unarmed black men, young brothers, are killed every year by the police. Sharon Obico said that on primetime Fox News with, I believe, Kilmeade. That turned out to be completely untrue. I mean, when the Washington Post started putting together their database, when myself and Heather McDonald started looking at this, the real figure turned out to be about 10 a year, 17 last year. So we have seen more and more of these collapses as the years have kept going. I mean, you know, hate crimes are an example. We recently had a series of bomb threats made to the category of schools I teach in, historically black colleges. And it's starting to emerge that the people who made the bomb threats weren't neo-Nazis. They were a group of juveniles. That's been confirmed. And it looks like they were mostly minorities. This is some kind of prank, like go get the rich college kids. It's almost never the story that, quote unquote, they want you to think it is. But kind of getting to your point, I mean, when you're talking about cancel culture is another one of these things that's enforced kind of the narrative taboos. I've been threatened with cancellation. I'm sure you have. But we've seen some funny examples of it kind of within the cathedral in the past few weeks. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg was canceled. I mean, she was suspended for 2 weeks from The View. She'll probably be fired for saying that the Holocaust. I don't even see why this is a controversial statement. She said the Holocaust wasn't about race in the conventional sense. Then she said some really stupid stuff after this. But because Jews and Germans are both white, genetically, as we see them in America, the only thing that separated them was this weird, literal Nazi science. And obviously some people, the powerful Jewish American community, people got offended, understand why, because of the things she said, follow up on Stephen Colbert and so on. But the funny thing about this is that Whoopi Goldberg has been very involved in some of these cancellation mobs, is now facing this odd position where she's losing her job because of what's arguably a defensible statement. And then you have Ilya Shapiro.
Yes.
This is another one. Now, I don't think he's a man of the hard right or the left. He's a professor, serious guy over at Georgetown. But he said that anyone Joe Biden picked would be lesser than, I believe it's Judge Sirivasanam, a conservative South Asian judge. And this was described by his students who don't sound all that bright as him saying a black woman was lesser. So he's now on like home arrest, sort of. He's not teaching. So you're seeing these bizarre cases where you wouldn't expect. And yeah, that's spreading, and it's used to uphold the narrative, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look, and I get it. In a world, in our used-to-be world of free speech, you know, you put your ideas out there in public discourse and let it be challenged. I mean, this is the beauty of free speech, that you can do that. And the only people today that can do this almost with impunity, but now you can't because you see what happened with Whoopi Goldberg, has been the left. Conservatives have just said, okay, hey, I'm just going to be quiet. You know, I'll keep my opinions to myself, or I'll make sure I check the environment before I speak. But, you know, the injury that is happening here in terms of what it does to our intellect, this is what I'm concerned about, Dr. Riley, is that we're dumbing ourselves down because we have to be able to freely exchange ideas. This makes for a higher intellect. And I believe at the end of the day, that's what I hope to aspire to. I don't want to be dumbed down. I don't want to be, you know, throttled back because I can't share an idea that I want to exercise. I think, you know, it's okay to talk theoretically. I welcome that, and I think that we should be able to have that in such a way to where, hey, even if we do say something stupid, that somebody says, hey, you know what, that's stupid, and here's why I think it's stupid, and let's talk about it, or even, you know, have the conversation with Whoopi Goldberg. And say, what exactly, what point were you trying to make here? Instead of, you know, her getting, you know, quickly maligned, and now she's going to, you know, lose her job. But, you know, again, this is a portend for the environment that we live in today, isn't it? And I think it's unhealthy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that cancel culture, the whole point of cancel culture, in fact, I'll go fairly deep on this. I don't think that the censor is ever trying to censor you because they're confident in their ideas.
Right.
I think this was even true for the Christian censors in the past. Like, the great Jesuit priests and so on wanted to debate and destroy you. So, I mean, the people that were, you know, coming from some small theocratic institution burning books weren't confident they could beat the arguments from, say, Galileo Galilei in those books. And this has remained true over the centuries.
Exactly. So I agree.
So the whole goal of the cancel culture censor is to shut down ideas that they're scared of. Like, have you seen this great video clip where Matt Walsh, they spent with him on the Dr. Phil show?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes.
It's one of the funniest things I've seen recently. We've been shaking. The passing with meta defense and stuff, but this is, he's a good debater, solid guy, and they put him, the conservative writer, the business guy, Daily Wire guy, on stage and astute, on a debate panel against another trained debater. This was a fair match, but the person identified as non-binary, so they were wearing a dress and they had a beard, and the two of them were kind of making fun of each other, and the insults were funny in both directions. But then Matt Walsh just asked this person, what is a woman? You know, you say you identify as a woman, but you look to me like a strong man in a dress. What is a woman? And the person asked in response, well, what's a woman to you? You know, white man. And Matt said, well, a woman is someone who has an XY or an XX chromosomal order and female genitals. It's kind of crude, but that's what a woman is. Mm-hmm. And the other person was utterly unable to answer the question. And this clip has now been taken down from YouTube. There, people have protested it. Media Matters wrote a 5-page article about it. So whoever you think won the debate, the goal of that cancel culture censorship in this case is to show pride in the victory of the left-wing debater. It's to block a real point, which is that gender theory can't explain very obvious things in life, like how people get pregnant. That I think, is usually the censor's point, the censor's problem, you could call it.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's I've referred to it constantly as the spirit of invalidation. I think that's one of the worst things you could do to a fellow human being is invalidate them. And this is what we're going through. But, you know, this is a phase. I think we're learning from it, hopefully. And out of it will come some positive results. That I can only hope so. Dr. Riley, I did want to get your address. You being an athlete yourself, what our athletes are going to be faced with in Beijing. I mean, Nancy Pelosi put out a warning yesterday. He said, look, you better super behave yourself. If you don't, you're dealing with the communist Chinese, and they're not necessarily, like the United States. They have their own rules, and you could pay a heavy price.
Well, I mean, if an American athlete were actually, say, imprisoned in China and sexually abused for some sort of made-up crime, I mean, that's the sort of stuff people declare war over. I mean, I assume we'd saber rattle loudly enough that wouldn't happen. The basic piece of advice, though, I mean, if you've ever traveled to Arabia on business or something like that, I mean, yeah, you don't kiss your date in public. I mean, there is an element of the level of sort of personal respect. If I were a U.S. or Russian Olympic athlete in China, I'd probably stay pretty close to the Olympic Village.
Yeah, but would you?
I mean, it's a great rival. An Indian athlete, perhaps the same. I mean,
the guy, the basketball player, what's his name? Freedom, Enes Freedom.
Oh yeah,
Yeah. Well, he was telling people, well, you got to go see if you can go and check out, because he was talking with, the Chinese basketball player, and said, hey, maybe we can go and, check out the Uyghurs. You know, maybe we can go visit and go see the Uyghurs. Like, that's going to happen.
Isn't Cantor of Uyghur descent? I mean, that's a bad idea. I mean, like, you're a Muslim player, potentially. I don't know if Cantor made the squad. But on the team of a country they might go to war with, like, I wouldn't go to the province where that group is being oppressed. Like, I don't know if the fact that you're tall would save you. The real question, though, because to some extent we're joking about this and so on, and of course these kind of international politics do play into Olympic gaming, but to some extent the real question is why our athletes are going to Beijing.
Yes, exactly. And they say they have I believe they have the technology. That's very well known. And what I was reading, that they can pretty much find you within 3 seconds. So I don't think you're going to get too far up to East Turkestan. When you're off the reservation there, they're going to be all over you, lickety split, right?
Well, I mean, you could theoretically turn off your phone and use burner on your backup and so on. But I think people would notice that you're a 7-foot-1-inch, Muslim American. I don't know how far you get in Shanghai.
You think so?
But just all of it.
And for everybody that's been, COVID injected, then all the COVID conspirators will talk about, what's in the vaccine that's going to allow the Chinese to be able to track them. That's a whole other conspiracy theory altogether. Just saying.
Well,
I wouldn't put them past.
All they need is their eyes in the sky. But yeah, just we've done these sort of diplomatic, kind of limp-wristed, gestures that, if we wanted to make a statement about China's Uyghur policy, just, keep the boys and girls home and, show up in 2 years. That would be the response, I think.
Well, sadly, I mean, this was one of the options that was put up. But look at our athletes. They're going there. I pray they're safe. People see China for what it is, if that's even possible. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you. Appreciate it.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the